Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Becoming Spiritually Intelligent, Nine Paths Toward Your Most Loving Self by Paul M. Burns, narrated by Tom Parks. Introduction. The journey that led to this book is a very personal one. My wife and I had recently adopted our first child. I was pastoring a small but very active church, writing my first book, serving as a denominational leader, and doing too many other things to mention. Meanwhile, we were just figuring out how to survive as parents and not do lasting harm to our child. How could we nurture our child into a loving, secure, compassionate, responsible person? At the same time, I had begun a Doctor of Ministry program in which I was studying how human beings can learn to love more like Jesus did. When asked what the most important commandment is, Jesus answered by quoting the Torah, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength." Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. The second is this, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." There is no other commandment greater than these. Mark chapter 12, verses 30 through 31. I was worried that the church was failing miserably in this regard, and I wanted to study what was preventing Christians from loving well. It's not that the church was failing to preach about loving God and loving neighbors as themselves. I'd heard and preached countless such sermons. It's that all that preaching wasn't resulting in more loving people. Or maybe it was, but only in exceptional cases. The love of God that I see in the life of Christ was not flowing out of the people bearing his name. I suspected that the problem had more to do with humans and less to do with the divine. As I began to look at the research, I discovered my suspicion was far more correct than I thought. In my doctoral program, I became interested in human development, human behavior, and brain function. And I began to research answers to the questions that occupied my attention. What is the source of the blockage that keeps God's love from flowing? And how can we remove those blocks? I developed a model and an assessment called the GPS, God Personal Social Spiritual Inventory, which serves as the basis for this book. It is intended to measure the level of what we could call lovingness we share with God, self, and neighbor. It helps identify the blockages that disrupt our ability to receive and share love. In the midst of all these responsibilities, I also began experiencing panic attacks and paralyzing anxiety. Everything seemed to be jeopardized. I had to face my own mental crisis and learn to live with it, while somehow managing all my commitments, including parenting and preaching and going to school. That's when my study became a matter of survival. The first Sunday after my first major bout with anxiety, I sat in my study before the church service, paralyzed with fear. Later, I would learn the signs of a panic attack. At that point, however, all I knew is that I felt immobilized. How could I lead worship and preach? How could I even manage to greet people as they entered the sanctuary? Everything felt impossible. If I had had to act lovingly toward another person in that moment, by listening to their pain or helping them in some way, I feel certain I could not have done so. My own fear was too great. I'll tell you in a bit what ended up happening that morning. In that moment, all I knew is that I felt too insecure, too fearful, and too anxious to offer anything approximating love to anyone else. This book is the product of my research and my experience. It represents my current understanding of my ever-evolving understanding of human development in relationship with God, ourselves, and others. It brings together my practice of pastoring, coaching, and counseling others on spiritual intelligence. I hope it helps you get in touch with your most secure and loving self. Can we become more loving? As I began my dissertation research, I was looking for an assessment of how Christians were doing at loving like Jesus. I came across an enormous 6-year study done by Barna Research.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?